The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook and like us, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to be my friend, again, jump in while you can if you are a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves. That's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And you can follow me and or on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And friends, we are in the state of Minnesota. Literally, we are getting snowed in.
It's dumping.
I was wondering if I was going to be able to get out of my driveway today, and I did, and it's a good thing. But you know what? We prayed for the snow, now we're getting the snow, so I don't want to complain about the snow.
Amen.
Because in Minnesota here, people like the snowmobile.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesnowmobiling.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what they call it, Minnesnowmobiling.
It's like a new pastime.
It is. And friends, if you don't, you know, if you can get around to drive around all those tough guys out on the lake digging a hole in the ice, mm-hmm. trying to catch a fish.
Some of them even drive their snowmobile out there.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Manly, mm-hmm. brave, the courage and valor.
Because our country right now, we're
second
doing fine.
To none. I mean, totally. Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
No, not at all. I hope you catch another perchy, mm-hmm. little perchy
catch
or bullhead.
As many as you can.
As many as you can, mm-hmm. if they can fit through that little hole.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you catch a big one.
Yeah.
Couldn't pull it up.
Friends, if you'd like to call in and ad lib, the phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. How to Shut Down a Tyrant is our latest column.
Yes.
Bradley just put out last night. It was up right away this morning as well on WorldNet Daily.
I'll give you a clue. How do you tell a stick is crooked?
Yep.
You lay a straight one next to it.
That'll do it.
You know, you again, and I spend so much time on this, and I really can't stand it. I really don't even like bringing it up. But you have these conservatives out there, these supposed conservatives out there on the radio, magnifying the crimes and magnifying the power of corrupt government rather than magnifying the power of the righteous that this government works for.
That's right.
It shows you how backwards. I mean, there is absolutely going to be no excuse on Judgment Day when we stand before God, because we have been given power to do everything.
Yeah.
And we have the freedom to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And we still have the freedom to do the right thing. And why people sit there and magnify the crimes? I mean, what's going on in your country, friends, is treason. Deal with it.
Yes.
Magnify righteousness and judgment. Establish righteousness by bringing forth judgment. He's violating the laws. Why don't we call it for what it is? It's treason. It's treachery. Their infidelity towards their oaths. That's treachery. That's what you're seeing in your country. But no, they like to magnify what's wrong with their country rather than righting the wrongs. Yeah. You know, today I heard, as a matter of fact, from one of the bigwigs, you know, this is all we can listen to for at least a couple minutes from here to there, that, you know, the left is taking over the education system. No, the right let the left take over the education system.
Yeah.
And no, the left hasn't taken over the education system. This is the beginning of everything. Just listen to what is being told.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what's being said. Listen to the message that's being conveyed. Words mean carriers. Listen to these carriers that this man is bringing to the people. And the number of 20 million on a daily basis. The left has taken over. No, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. It's called taking responsibility, Mister. I'm making money off of my sponsorships. Why don't you call it for what it is? Why don't you put your foot upon the neck of this enemy? You know who he is. We all know who he is. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was getting the bus washed up the road here, about 14 miles down the road. I love to practice what I preach. I went up to this lady behind the counter. I looked at the front of USA Today and their propaganda, and that's all it is propaganda, and it's lies. And I said, ma'am, so what's your take on this clown in office? The joke's on America, of course. She says, I'm not for none of it. I said, isn't it interesting that 9 out of 10 people are saying the same thing, but yet America's losing the day? And it's the 9 out of the 10 that are listening to what the state-run media is saying when they know, in fact, that the state-run media is lying. But yet their conversation agrees with the lie rather than with who we are, because they don't want to do their due diligence to know where they came from to deal with the issues at hand. This is treason, friends, what's going on in your country. We just heard this criminal in office again just this last week. Get up and start telling you that if we don't do this, your kids may not have daycare. You might have to lay off teachers in public schools. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are going to lose their jobs. Folks, this is exactly what he said right before the stimulus. He's bankrupting your country. And you turn the radio on to listen to the guy tell you everything's going wrong again. How come you're not listening to the people that are telling you what you should do? And praise God, you are. That's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty. It's called responsibility. It's called taking responsibility to win your country back. And when the American people stand up, in which they are in droves, in the millions across this country, the state-run media is not going to tell you that. Then and only then are you going to win your country back. And you don't have to. What you should do, those that are going right along with the left and telling you how powerful the left is, you should understand that they work for the left, friends. They're empowering the left, as he calls them. How about we magnify the law? How about we magnify judgment? How about we magnify righteousness? How about we magnify the answers so we can know peace? That sounds like a good idea to me. Mm-hmm. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I strongly recommend Sons of Liberty. Jake and Bradley are very knowledgeable men that have a vast understanding of the fundamental foundations of our country and what our forefathers' intentions were to maintain our liberties and constitutional freedom.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Do all the good that you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, and at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. John Wesley, that's
there's a lot of cans. He's focusing on what he can. What
is it? Good according to the reference of the lawgiver.
Amen. Right. Yeah. 36,000 promises in the Bible?
Yes.
Isn't that the number?
I think it was more than that, but let's double check that. Someone double check that.
Let's just say that there was that many. There's not a day that goes by in your life for
I think there's a lot. Jake, there's a lot of promises. Really quick, Jake, before you start rolling.
Years.
Yes, that's a long time. Big Sky Radio, KBSR, 1490 AM. Billings, Montana just picked us up. KHON, 1230 AM. Hardin, Montana just picked us up. KYLW, 1450 AM. Lockwood, Montana. We want to give you a shout out and say thank you very much for entrusting us. Amen. Welcome to the crew.
That's where I was born. Good state.
Now you were
good
born state. In Montana.
Always was. Really? I'd be born in one place. Bozeman, Montana.
Well, I know that, and I understand that, and I agree with that, but it seems like every time I hear where you were born or who your dad was, like he had all these different jobs. And
yeah.
He did. Maybe it's just me, but I thought you were like from Hawaii expert. And then from Montana.
I did live in Hawaii.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, Honolulu, actually. I did not see Obama.
And your dad
did not see his mother there. I didn't see his grandparents.
He wasn't there. He was in Kenya.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, but I don't want to get weird like those birthers. But in saying that, Jake, your dad, like he worked for the CIA?
Yeah.
And then did he ever catch Sasquatch, by the way?
Bigfoot? I heard he tried to track him down.
Really?
He got sidetracked on a different mission.
Do you think maybe Sasquatch, Bigfoot as you know him, friends, do you think he was just like a diversion?
Oh, come on. You don't believe in Sasquatch?
I don't know. I'd like to talk to the guy that worked for the CIA. Is there cheese on the moon?
Cheese? That I don't know.
Come on.
I heard that we've been to the moon. I didn't hear him mention anything about cheese, though.
I wish the people that would have been to the moon, they would have stayed there had they been there.
I think this president.
Like Senator John Glenn.
Yeah, this president likes
Neil Armstrong.
Neil
Armstrong, he had an answer to that.
Yep, he sure did.
And for his actions when he passed away, didn't he? Yeah, anyways, go ahead, Jake.
36,000 promises, that means it would take you about 100 years.
Let's verify that. How many promises, guys? Just let's verify it. It's important because we get these wackos out there that... Really quick, Heather. How many?
Yeah, 3,000.
How many?
3,000 to 5,000.
3,000 to 5,000, Heather. No. It's 36,000. Okay, anyways, Jack, pick this up until she gets that.
I've got a song to sing after we talk about these promises.
I'd like to hear it.
If you took 36,000 promises, it would take you 100 years of your life. If you just got one promise from God per day, for 100 years, you could be just living on his promises. You brought it before the
guy.
Was
your dad Elvis? Because you said you're going to sing a song.
No.
Okay.
No. The education is controlled by the left, was this talking head statement.
Oh, yep. And it makes me mad, yeah.
Imagine if I said, okay, you know, I'm talking to you on the phone, let's just say. And I say to you, wow, I'm looking at a little boy drowning in a lake. What would you say to me? Well, go save him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about, hey, our education is controlled by the left. Okay, so what are you doing about it? If you can clearly see what the problem is, then there's obviously got to be some type of a solution.
He's magnifying the problem. He's magnifying the problem.
In other words,
the left, they're already doing what they're doing.
Look at them. They're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it to your kids right now, and they've won the education system. It doesn't matter. Just let the kids go.
But they're doing it.
When you listen to that kind of vernacular, when you listen to that senseless vanity that comes out of his hole, it's interesting. He's giving power to the enemy over your kids rather than empowering the people to understand their rights to fight against tyranny. I mean, can you imagine 56 signers, Jake, during the revolution just talk about all the problems?
They did, but then they acted. So here you got this guy. I mean, going back to the analogy.
That's my point.
There's a little boy drowning. And I'm looking right at him.
And I'm really curious. Who did they agree with, Jake?
They agreed with God.
Thank you.
And there he goes back to the
promises. The great liberator in Jesus Christ. Amen.
How many promises isn't there in the Word, and you apply those to the problem that you see? You don't just talk about it. I don't just talk about the little boy that's drowning. That would be ludicrous. You would say, well, then go save him. Well, no, I'm just telling you. He's right there. This is what kind of clothes he's wearing. Oh, look, he's gasping. He just went under. I mean, that's as ridiculous as it is. Yeah. Because the power is within our hands to do it.
Well, it's like going to the cop and telling them about a crime that's being committed, yet the cop sits there and just complains about the crime rather than dealing with the crime.
Yep.
Well, that's our duty, friends. That's our obligation when we see something wrong with our republic.
So then you look at those that are the police officers that have the authority to do something
that's
about
right.
this talking head.
We have authority. This government derives their just powers from the consent of we the people, yet he acts like the government has the right to do what they're doing, and there's no power within the people to do anything about the problem that the government's creating.
That's right.
He's got the roles completely backwards, and this is what he's telling the people for 3 hours a day.
Yep. And so then who is he helping? He's becoming an accessory to the crimes that are done against
him. He totally is.
So as an American citizen, let's just say, going back to the cop analogy, I see a crime, there it is, the cop's telling me about it. Somebody's breaking into the bank right now, Jake. Really? Why aren't you over there? That's why you have a position. That's why the hundreds of people that are elected to office have positions. Well, thousands if you look at local government. So they can identify the crimes that the other side is doing. Then they are empowered to stop it. And then if you look at our position, see, this is where American people
stop. What they're saying is, I don't care about it, so just let it go. We still have something to talk about, and that's what we get paid for doing. Just call it for what it is, because that's exactly what they're doing.
They become actually part of the crime. They become a worse criminal.
Yes.
Because of the fact that the power is within their hands.
Yes.
Again, if I go back to this, and this is such a simple analogy, if I see a young man drowning, and he drowns and then dies, but I saw it the whole time, what is everybody going to look at me as? I practically murdered the kid because I had the power to do something about it, but I did nothing about it. I just told everybody about it. Who's more in trouble, the little boy who shouldn't have been playing by the water, or me that watched it happen? And it's no different with our government. We have the power. People will say, well, our elected officials do nothing.
I know.
Go back to
the American
officer.
People do nothing.
That's right. Because if you go back to the police officer, who, yes, he's armed, he's got a weapon, and he's got the jurisdiction to go take care of the criminal who's robbing the bank. Let's say that I am a citizen. I am armed, and I have the capability to stop that criminal just as easy. If not the cop, I can go stop him. And you as the American people, as the American citizen, you can stop that crime as well. It is your purpose and it is your duty. If they will not, then they be removed, and you step in that position and in that role. You require of it. You demand it of it. So there is no way that we can sit back and talk about problems that are happening in society right now without us being accessory to it. If we let it continue on, we are the problem. But when you start to become part of the solution, get used to both sides coming at, because you're going to realize who really is part of the problem. It's those that's allowing it to continue to go on.
Sad thing about all of this is the American people get mad at you for teaching them their responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that, instead of being mad at the guy that's causing the decline of your country, you get mad at the person to tell you to right the wrongs.
Yep.
By the way, this is why Christ was crucified,
yeah.
for for telling him the truth.
Yeah, you had two different, you had the Pharisees and you had the Sadducees who did not get along. They hated each other.
We have no king but King Caesar.
But they were willing to come together to crucify the Christ.
Yes.
See, wickedness will unite for wicked purposes, no different than in our country. When we had our founding fathers, there was all sorts of militias in the 13 colonies. They wouldn't even get along, but all of a sudden they had a common enemy and what it was called was Tyrant King George. And you saw a miraculous display of unanimity within the colonies because they all came together and said, this must end or we all perish. And folks, in America, it's no different than what's happening
of
right now.
Of course not. The spirit of the forefathers lives within the people that understand what the forefathers established by God.
That's right.
No more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. The Congress is you. It's the voice of the people. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. And friends, might I add, also with those talking heads. Folks, you have some of these guys out there that have 20 million listeners a day, 16 million listeners a day, 18 million listeners a day. What are they telling you? What are you putting on? What are you putting on your ears on a daily basis? What's going in? Because that's what's going to come out. They're paralyzing you through their fear and their ignorance, friends. Sure. But let me go on here. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial of the Declaration of Independence does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the republic, friends, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Your backs are up against the wall, friends. And now you have some of these talking heads that are proclaiming they're ashamed of their country. You should be ashamed of yourself for allowing
your leadership
for what your country is becoming because of your mouth and because of the information that you're bleeding to the American people on a daily basis. I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of the American people to turn this garbage on day in and day out. And by the way, this is the best you've got? Friends, you are in trouble. You are already painted into a corner, and they mean to put your back up to the wall even more when you can't go back any further than you've already been pushed back. Yeah. And that's what's terrible about the whole thing. No wonder people lose hope.
Yeah.
Because you have your eyes fixed on the wrong author and finisher of your faith. You need to put them on Jesus Christ. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, and you overcome the world even by the faith of the Son of God. And that's the way that you're going to come over. And you're going to speak His language, not the spirit or the language of the world. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Written as real. I may believe it is written and it's real. That's the best headache tablet you ever got a hold of. That's the best mustard plaster you ever put on you. That's the best cancer operation you ever had cut on you. 32,000 promises.
Oh, 32,000. I stand corrected. This is the famous preacher out of the 50s, friends. His name was Jack Coe.
Well, it's written and read.
Okay, guys. No,
yeah, awesome voice.
No, that's good, guys. This is the song Jake sings on the bus.
Powers me.
32,000. So I stand corrected. Actually, Jake, you said it.
I'm corrected.
You're duly rebuked.
I'm duly rebuked.
Yes.
So if we did 32,000, that's still just under 100 years of promises. If you took one promise
I still
per
got
day.
Your point. God is faithful to 1,000 generations. Yeah. Yeah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord thy God changeth not. Malachi 3:16, Hebrews 13. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, we don't have time to talk about what the devil is doing.
No, thank you.
We got time to talk about what God has promised us we can
but,
do.
You know, in the end days, what's going to happen on Judgment Day, we're going to look at him, friends, listen to me carefully. We're going to look at the enemy of our souls, and we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, it was him. That being right there is the one that deceived us, and you're going to feel stupid. Because you have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords standing over the top of him with his foot on his neck saying, listen, I already broke his back. That's all you had to do is listen to what I was telling you.
That's right.
To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Mm-hmm. We got Tim calling from South Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got
okay.
Bradley and Jake.
Howdy.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm good. Just a question. I'm a little bit behind because I had a phone call come in on the internet broadcast, but you were making mention of the public education system, and I think I told Jake the other day, one of the things that really struck me is a friend of mine who owns NicenCouncil.com, he said that I think it was back in the 80s, no, in the 90s, that he was driving through Florida, ran across a sign in the guy's yard, and it basically said, evolution taught in the public school system courtesy of the Church of Jesus Christ. And he said it cut him so much to the heart of what you were saying before about just not with people, just Christians just willing to roll over and let the devil take the ground, which Christ has won.
Yeah.
And
what's interesting,
he said,
Tim,
I had to repent right there in the car.
Yeah, that's right. I just seen a quote not too long ago. I posted it on my Facebook, and it said that the greatest ally the abortion industry has is the church in America. Of course.
Yeah.
Remember, it was D. James Kennedy that was 70 years old who used to point his finger at the camera, that old faithful preacher, and say, he said 4,000 babies a day are aborted in the womb while 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Therein lies the problem in America.
Yep.
Because I think the American people, Tim, at length think someone else is going to take care of it.
Right.
And if they open their eyes enough, they can see someone else is taking care of it.
Yep.
And it's not the guy that they wanted to take care of it.
Yeah, and, you know, but I'll tell you, and the sad reality is, guys that get in office who claim to be pro-life will not push real pro-life agendas.
Mm-mm. They don't. Nope,
they tell you that they're for life, and then when they get in there, oh, I got to do this other thing, and then they're on about, you know, that's just not that important.
I got to interject, Tim.
Life is not important.
Yeah, I got to interject something here because we see this ever since 1973. Even the pro-life presidents have done absolutely nothing. Do you feel that I'm safe enough to say this, Jake? Howard Phillips?
Oh.
We had actually sat down with Howard Phillips. Howard Phillips told us of a conversation that he had with President Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan was talking about the issue or the topic of abortion. And he told Howard Phillips, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but he had said that he told Howard Phillips, you know that I can't do that. He wanted to put a stop to it. Now, if we go fast forward a little bit and we get over to Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton said that there's a government within this government that I have no control over. But really, if you come back to the people again, regardless of what they say they have, we still have the power, and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the power to do the right thing, and that's what I think needs to be done in this country. And again, I believe that we are winning the day. As long as people are willing to take responsibility before a just and a holy God and right the wrongs through repentance. Hello, it's that simple.
Yeah, and I think when we look back in history and we see, kings, like a 12-year-old king in Israel who was willing to say, bring me the law, and he read it, and he was broken by it, and he said, tear down all these, you know, high places, tear down all the idols. And boy, I'll tell you, when you go to Washington, you see the idolatry that's just there, where we have erected it right in the, you know, we've basically got a polytheistic culture right there in Washington. And here was a king in Israel who tore it down. And we don't have men who have, for the lack of a better term, the internal fortitude
yeah.
to stand up and do such things.
Yes.
They're scared that their soundbite might sound wrong and they might not get elected again. But we don't elect them to do everything we want. We elect them to uphold the law.
That's right. That's exactly right. And with or without the support of the people, they still are required by their oath to stand for what is right.
That's why we are a republic. People can be, we can be fickle and we can be emotional and we can demand things in our emotion that we really shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And so you have to have men of character in office. But I won't take up much of your time. I just wanted to interject that one thing.
Thank you for your thoughts, my friend.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hearken unto me. That means listen carefully unto me, my people. And give ear unto me, O my nation. This is his nation, friends. For a law shall proceed from me. Look at his moral law. Look at the Torah. Read the Torah. The Decalogue. I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. That is what David was sent to do. Was sent to bring forth judgment to establish light. My righteousness is near, saith the Lord. My salvation, my liberation from bondage is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm they shall trust. You know the church today by how much trouble they really are in.
Sure.
Because they're called to reprove the works of darkness, because they are the light, Ephesians 5.
Right.
And therein lies the distinction. You want to know who the church is? They're the Protestants, the Protestants. They're not the ones sitting in the building accepting every debased version of, I can't even call it morality, immorality, that's thrown on them. Right. Oh, and they're just, we just want to make sure we don't lose our offerings is really what it comes down to. and they want to be raptured from responsibility, friends. That ain't going to happen.
No. Nope.
Prepare to meet your God, you who do nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
You will be responsible.
Amen.
You're held accountable.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? The older generation wants to, oh, I can't wait until I'm out of here. Well, listen, if that's your lingo, if that's what's coming out of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, are the issues of life. That isn't life. That's death. That's oppression. But they want to get out of here for what? To meet your judge?
That's right.
And he's going to look at you and say, why didn't you deal with the issues at hand and you left it to your kids? Shame on you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's
lawlessness.
Right. He will. And it's appointed unto every man to die and face that judgment. And it's not going to be a judgment to those that delight in losing their life for the one who gave their life for them.
Martin Luther comes to my aid for the truth hearers. I love this. The man that longs to be freed from sin is the man that's ready for judgment. Amen. That's exactly right.
And he's going to be working.
Amen.
And speaking of working, how do we shut down a tyrant? Bradley's last column.
Expose him. Read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence.
That's a great
start. I'm sorry, Jake. I just get.
It's a great start.
I get wound up when I hear you talk, man.
Well, this is.
I just love being on live radio
across
53 countries, knowing that me and you are together on the radio.
Oh shucks. How to shut down a tyrant after seeing the price of freedom. This is our tech start. You can find it on sonsoflibertyradio.com, or excuse me, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. After seeing the price of freedom, the entire room is immediately captivated with a new love. Bradley is speaking to giving a high school assembly to youth and speaking to them of how to shut down a tyrant. They have love, a new love, and a respect for America and the laws of the Constitutional Republic. They will also no longer tolerate anyone, especially tyrants, who would attempt to desecrate those who made the ultimate sacrifice. That's how you shut down a tyrant. You exalt the price. And we got actually two comments. Well, we got more than that, but I want to read two of them. To people that were reading this particular column, again, you can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's Bradley's recent column for WorldNet Daily. Bradley, I am grateful that you have the courage to tell like it is. You are men when we need them most. The price is a powerful expression, courage and strength, my brothers. Shalom, Jim Fincham. And this one came from a gentleman in California. He said, simple but effective, Bradley. Me and my buddies fought in Vietnam. My father in World War II and died in Korea. We can trace our family back to the Concord Bridge in Bunker Hill. It cannot end now, not with this generation.
Boy.
But unless the pulpits come afire, we are spiritual leaderless. It is our duty before God to stand between evil and our families, the weak and defenseless. God bless you and your message. That's how you shut down a tyrant. You show the price. Because who could not act
right.
when he sees the price
that's
evidently
right.
set for him?
Or you can sit back and you can listen to the talking heads
right.
And you can just listen to
look
him.
What they're
is
doing.
He sitting there teaching you, America, to tolerate
that's right.
those that desecrate the memories of those
yep.
that laid their lives on the altar of sacrifice for the
yep.
freedoms that you have?
Yep.
So which one's it going to be? Friends, the best you have, I want to tell you what, they're fraternizers. Because they're not hitting the issues, friends. They are the problem. And this has always been the problem. And this is the older generation that's gone before us. They are unwilling to hit the issues. They might make reference to the issues or the problems, but they don't attack the issues
yeah.
because they don't want to offend their sponsors.
And like we said before,
friends, you are our sponsors, and I want to let you know that you
right.
are our sponsors. We don't work. The anointing in this ministry is not for sale, friends. Just so you understand that, let there be some security within the outline of what I just said. The anointing is not for sale. But we subject ourselves to no man's power, Paul said. We operate in the body of Christ, but Christ is the head. Man is not the head. He who fears the face of God doesn't
that's
fear the face
right.
of man.
He can't.
He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. And we have that in proper perspective, and we ain't moving.
Amen.
Amen.
And neither are those of you that have commented, and we appreciate your comments. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Please check it out, How to Stop a Tyrant. It's a fantastic column. Has a great video after
Jake,
it.
When we come back, I'll let you have the last segment. I'll read that right there in front of me, that last comment, because it's awesome. And then I'll hand it over to you and see how good you do with it. Yeah, right.
No pressure.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The other one better. Let's start that over. Come on, stop. There we go. All right.
Did you guys like you meant that it's
see that?
Written,
no,
it's
this
real.
Is all manual. See, this is why we need webcast right here, Jake, so people can see us. And it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to watch us. This is animation. Antics. I don't want to say comedy. It's not comedy at all.
This is
serious business.
That's right.
Right?
This is all serious.
Daniel Webster, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Of course not. Listen carefully, friends. This is how stupefied you've been. Because, again, let's go back to the talking heads. What do they do? They magnify terrorism.
Yep.
Folks, terrorism is only a tool to bring forth chaos to establish a global order. In Egypt, friends, the Egyptians are kicking against the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. It's a created tool to bring about a new world order. And if you think I'm crazy, here's the answer. Who does it work for?
Yeah.
It doesn't work for the people. It works for big governments. I go back. Daniel Webster. Oh, yeah, I don't want to confuse the people. I'm just showing everybody how smart I am again, Jake.
Intelligence.
I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Can I just interject this? Don't get confused, friends. Slow your roll, Bradley.
Ooh.
Slow your roll. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Listen carefully. What did Abraham Lincoln say?
Similar
if,
thing.
If we're destroyed, it's going to be within, because we're the ones that failed the test. It's not going to be without.
Okay.
Look at us geographically. There's no way,
mm-hmm.
friends. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe, said Daniel Webster. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government by tolerating crime after crime after crime. from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. Of course.
Okay, what they do now, what they say, yeah. Great speeches.
Jake, let's go back to the talking heads. What are they talking about? The economy and the finances and the economy. And we don't know. We got Sean Hannity trying to figure out if Obama hates us or something. He's appointed to destroy. Think.
And therefore he does.
Yes. I mean, going on five years later. Yeah. Does he like us? Is he mad at us? Is he angry with us?
He's
Mister,
misguided.
I make $20 million a year. I'm still trying to. Well, I don't want to know too much truth. Because what comes with wisdom? Sorrow. Why sorrow? Because you may have to dig a little bit deeper, and it might cost you something. Go on. That in this way, they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Yes, indeed, America. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Friends, we want to be a part of the answer here. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us from our sin. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that puts the sword of the Spirit in your hand. Hebrews 4. And what happens when you have a sword in your hand? You go forth conquering.
That's right.
Yeah. Spiritual sword.
And things are put in the right perspective.
Oh, Bradley, that's just weird and so. Wait, I promised I would shut my mouth. I just realized that.
That's
all right.
Okay. That's okay. You know, you brought up Daniel Webster, Jake, talking about equipping people with the answers.
Sorry, Jake.
It's okay.
I just keep saying sorry.
But you said you weren't going to say anything more.
If I just say sorry, at least people know I'm still there. They'll listen now.
There we go. He might actually say something again. Keep listening. Equipping people with the answer, and they'll be ready to go out and apply it. That was part of what Daniel Webster said. And, of course, I paraphrased it. Speaking of that, we are teaching a Constitution course. The deadline for signing up for that is today. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right on the right-hand side of our website is the Constitution course, and it's webcasted. It comes with a curriculum, it comes with a book, and there's also a graduation and a certificate that you receive at the end of a 12-week course. This is a national curriculum. It's taught all over the country. It was introduced by presidential candidate Michael Anthony Peruca, 2004 presidential campaign with the Constitution Party. It's also endorsed by many leaders, including Judge Roy Moore, who just got himself a new position down in Alabama.
Good for him.
Chief Justice Judge Roy Moore. But that's part of equipping people. And, folks, we have to understand that if we don't know, when you say it at the beginning of every assembly, if you don't know your rights, if you don't know the Constitution, you can't complain. Sure, people might be able to discern that Obama's a little off, you think?
You know, but some people, Jake, can I say this?
Yeah.
Do I have permission slip?
Of course.
Some people say, well, if I don't know, then I'm not accountable. That is not true at all.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what the speed limit was, officer.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's your ticket, buddy.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So ignorance costs you.
Thank you. And in this case, it costs you your freedom because you don't want to take the time to know what men fought, bled, and died to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you because you're the worst of men if that's the case.
That's right.
Shame on you.
And posterity will always speak of you as such. That's your legacy. You know, people
that's
say
that's worse than a Benedict Arnold, man.
It is.
Because you know.
You didn't apply.
That's right.
And both are equally evil, but you got to realize by not knowing, you are just as evil. This is what it says in the book of Hosea, chapter 4. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's been said millions of times. And sometimes I get sick of hearing it. It is the truth. Continue on, though. Because you've rejected knowledge. This is willful ignorance. You have the knowledge in your midst. God didn't judge them because they were stupid people in the sense of not being educated.
Keep going on, though, because it gets better.
He continued, because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
Christians are kings and priests and a peculiar people and insight. Okay, go ahead.
And leaders.
Yep.
Because thou hast forgotten the law of God.
What's that?
You forgot the law of God.
Therein is the reason America's in decline right there. 1962, this is when it started happening, friends.
That's where you divert from the straight path.
And that's the demise of any country. That's the downfall of any country when they depart from that law right
there. That's exactly right.
Then you have a bunch of idiots, hirelings in the pulpits calling it, legalism.
Legalism.
There's no such word.
And those people you're talking about, then what they do is systematically pull down the wall called the law, brick by brick.
Anarchists. Antinomianists.
Yep. Those that would say, well, this is the good way, the constitutional way. See, they slowly deliberate
it's the
with
easy
the other
way.
Side. They slowly deliberate with the other side as they pull down the brick. See, both parties are bringing down the brick.
Yeah.
This two-party system, both parties are bringing it down brick by brick. Nobody is
knowingly
resolved.
They do it knowingly.
Right. One just does it a little slower than
true
the
deception,
other.
True deception, right.
Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. But if you look at that verse in context, it's because the people rejected it. They forgot it. It was their responsibility to do it. And they refused it. They gave that responsibility up and refused it. And that's where the judgment comes.
Mm.
It's not because you're ignorant. Some people say, well, I don't know the Constitution. Good, learn it. We'll teach it. We're teaching a 12-week course. And folks, it's not like we don't have other things to do. We have plenty to do. But we are so willing to bring forth the answers,
yes.
You've got to take those
yeah.
answers.
And I'll tell you this, too, just for those that want to jump on board, it will be a lot of fun for us because we can make fun of Jake's.
That's right.
All of his... You know, his quirkyisms.
Yeah, quirkyisms. I even
it's more of his physical appearance, friends, that I think is funny than his quirkyisms. I'm just trying to say it in a nice way.
I wear a special shirt when we talk about the Second Amendment.
I mean, like
too,
today, your
that.
Pants. I mean, you look like you got Farmer Joe's drawers on today, Jake.
Thank you, Farmer
but
Joe,
that's
by
great.
The way.
That's great.
Thank you.
At least
that's
you don't look like a youth pastor today, and I appreciate
yes!
that. Yes.
Got rid of the glasses.
Yes.
Now, speaking of getting on, well, I wouldn't call them youth pastors, but Focus on the Family
yes.
and the Dove TV. Bradley was just on there. We just posted that video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, Jerry Newcomb, Bradley, was on Truth That Transforms yesterday with Jerry
He's a
Newcomb.
Smart guy.
Very smart. Worked
appreciate
side by side
like
on TV
yep.
ministry with the gentleman that you talked about before from Coral Ridge Ministries, Dr. D. James Kennedy.
Yes.
So this guy was right on the money.
Presidents used to send him videos thanking
oh, yeah.
him.
Happy
and, of
birthday.
Course, they did that because yeah. they wanted to act as if D. James Kennedy was their friend.
That's right.
And when, in fact, D. James Kennedy had the power to
that's right.
deal with corruption in administrations, and he did. And that's why it was such a great loss when D. James Kennedy passed away.
Because he
truly.
Stuck to those promises
yeah.
that were in the
didn't
Word.
Move.
He took it to the people.
He was a pillar.
So, again, the deadline for the Constitution course, you can call us at 866-233-0747, 866-233-0747 to find out how you can get signed up for that. Check out Bradley's newest column on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Get to see the comments that have been posted on it. They've been awesome.
Folks,
also,
we did one. If I can go back, remember when I did Resistance to Tyrants as yeah. Obedience to God?
Yes.
Just on one outlet, friends, 86,000 reads.
Yep.
Just one outlet.
That's one of the 20.
Is that interesting 30. That people are that spiritually hungry?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I'm
there's
so happy. The Lord said he'd pour out his spirit upon you, friends.
Amen.
He would drop down his righteousness and that salvations and righteousness would spring forth.
Right.
Amen. But there's a process. It's through repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You notice every single radio
working
show.
Working you by the Holy Ghost. Sorry, Jake. I talked again. Sorry.
Okay. Every single show we talk about our Twitter, our Facebook, our columns. We have now a new phone app. And I've actually got it on my phone right now. We're still working through some of the bugs. Where you can have Sons of Liberty on your phone. It will alert you every time we do a new column, every time we do a Facebook post, Twitter, and it gives all of our contact information right on that app, including this radio program. So it's going beyond that to everything that's going on. So that
Jake, you said you're
going to
sing. We got 30 seconds.
Well, it's written and it's real that my Jesus heals. Well, it's written and it's real, and it's for you. It's been tested, it's been tried, and it's fully satisfied. Well, it's written and it's real that my Jesus heals.
That was Jack Coe from the 1950s, and this is what I get to listen to when we're on the road for
glory.
It's like, dude, put a cork in it, yeah?
Cork
shutting up,
in.
Sir. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and like us. 1 John 3:18, we love you. We'll talk to you in 23.
We've been using colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you got to have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively. Or whenever infection occurs, Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.